Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that still might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host Building Fortunes Radio, and we are here tonight, which is a Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific time, with a great friend of ours. His name is always Ray Gebauer. Ray Gebauer has been super-duper successful in home-based businesses, but even more important than that, he could be your mentor. So I asked him a while back to share some of his opinions and some of his experiences on Building Fortunes Radio. We decided on this time slot, which again is Wednesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side. And we've been talking about a whole bunch of different things. You can listen to some of them or all of the previous ones if you're really aggressive. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, Ray as in R-A-Y, and then Gebauer as in G-E-B-A-U-E-R. And if you go there, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows, and especially this series where we're going over the GOLD, G-O-L-D formula. Ray has been talking over the last couple of weeks, three, if you will, or not, if not four, on each one of the first letters, so G-O-L-D, and where I think we're on the second one of D, if I'm not mistaken. So I think I got the first D one right. I might get the second D one right. I'm holding no real huge hope, so don't worry. I'm not going to go crazy if I get it wrong, but I think I might get this one right as well. So Ray Gebauer, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. I'm happy to be here. Actually, I was thinking the same thing earlier, that this one, you'll probably guess what this week. You got it right last week, which is pretty rare. You might hit two in a row, you know, a double hitter.
I might. I'm not holding up hope.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the reason we do this, why Peter does this and I do this, is for the same reason, because we love how it feels to know that we are making a difference and helping people. I mean, we all know what a mess the world is, the chaos, the corruption, the criminals, and all that. And it seems sort of hopeless, and maybe it is. I think it's going to turn around someday here. But in the meantime, we can make some meaningful difference, at least in our part of the world. You don't want to move to the state of resignation and say, oh, well, nothing I can do. Well, maybe nothing on a huge global scale, but there's something you can do to make your world a better place and the world for your family and friends. But, hey, that doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't even happen for most people because people sort of fall into passive mode and they resign, they give up, and they settle. It reminds me of that question, do dogs love bones? And most everybody says, well, yeah, dogs love bones. I said, not really. They settle for bones, but they love steak. So people tend to settle when they could be having a lot more of it. So we're going to talk a little bit about why that happens. So we're at episode, I think, number 11 of the 12-part series in the GOLD standard. You know, gold standard meaning like the highest level of quality. So even with the highest level of quality life and live a gold standard life, these are some of the clues. These are some of the principles that can enrich your life so the rest of your life can be the best of your life. And you can feel better about yourself and higher self-esteem and self-worth because you realize you're being more effective in helping people and making a difference and maybe making more income and more impact and at the highest level, more significance and even maybe a legacy. I mean, that's the ultimate, where you do something that the positive effects of what you have done continue after your lifetime. That's what a legacy is. And that's what I'm working on. So anyway, so we went through the G-O-L and the first D, and we're going to do one more episode on the D, so three episodes on the Ds. And last week we talked about desire. And it's really like one of the fundamental starting place if you want to have any success in life, in any arena, whether it's your, you know, in relationships, in business, you know, spiritually, your physical health. If you don't have a strong desire to be healthy physically, more likely you're going to be too casual and become a casualty. Just like 80% of the population are already diabetic. Why? Well, their desire wasn't strong enough to eat healthy and live a healthy lifestyle. Now, it wasn't that they lacked a desire. It's just that there's a stronger desire. See, the stronger desire always wins. The stronger emotion always wins in the moment. So unless you are able to make your desire to be healthy stronger than your desire for short-term immediate pleasure, like eating, you know, pizza and ice cream and junk food all the time, and whatever else that might not be healthy. So anyway, so we talk about desire. That's one of the key things that Napoleon Hill talks about in his book, Think and Grow Rich. And you got to have desire. But desire by itself is really incomplete. There's not really much power in just desire by itself. Because desire is more of a feeling. And, you know, feelings can fluctuate. They can, you know, come and go. Desire can be a powerful dynamic, but in isolation, it's not going to last. So, like, you can't run your car very long on the battery. You need the alternator to generate, you know, the electricity. But so it's a starting place, but it's incomplete. Like having one of the, like having one good finger on your hand, that's better than no fingers. But your hand, your grip's going to be much better. If you want a good grip, you want to have, you know, ideally all four fingers and your thumb. So desire is one of those important fingers. It's one of the letters in your passcode, password. But anyway, a little bit, with that as a little bit of a review, let's go on to the second D in the GOLD formula, the acronym. You know, the G, we talked about greatness and gratitude, and I forgot what the third one was. But anyway, let's focus on the D here. So how it's sort of fun to give Peter a chance to swing the bat and see if he can connect here with whatever I happen to select. So what do you think the D word is going to be tonight, Peter?
Well, I know you'd be able to make what I'm going to say work. And it kind of falls in line with what you were saying about desire not being, you know, being super important. But then you got to do something. So I'm going to go D-O. You got to do something with that desire for it to be able to work. So like I said, I know you could make that work. I don't know if that's right for this session, but my second D is the word do.
I thought you were going to get it. That's sort of close, but... Yeah, that's the point. You got to do something. But just because you do something, like I say, it's not how you start so much as how you is that you finish. And a lot of people are doing stuff, but you know they never get, you know, to the end game or to the goal. And so that's another D word that I'm sure you're going to come up with this, and that's the word determination. So with desire, you got to empower it with determination. I'm just wondering, you know, thinking back about what people have said about you in your life, has anybody ever said about you that you were really had a lot of determination, or you were Mr. Determination? You know, that would be a compliment. Now, I've actually had a lot of people tell me that, because when you think about it, that is a critical, essential component to success. Because success isn't easy. If it was easy, we all would have success. we'd all be millionaires. But the only reason some people of small minority ever do have, you know, phenomenal success, among other factors, is one, they had determination, because without determination, you're not going to make it the whole way. You know, I talked one time about deciding. You know, deciding is a okay word. I'm not a big fan of it because it's the meaning is sort of negative. Decide, what does C-I-D-E mean in from the Latin? Well, like homicide or suicide or pesticide. Side means to kill. So when you decide, that means you are killing off the other options, you know, which that has some merit, but sort of a negative origin to it, as opposed to commitment or promise or determination. Those are really, really positive. So I was thinking, what's the root meaning behind determination? Well, it's a combination of the DE and termination. So what does it mean if, what does termination mean? I think about the movie, you know, the Terminator, or somebody getting terminated, like I've been three times after having major success. With one company, I had almost 1 million people in my organization, and without justification, I got terminated. I mean, it was the end for me. I was over, you know. And it's happened more than once. It's happened to a lot of other people, unfortunately. Or you can get terminated from your job. Or if you terminate a pregnancy, well, they call that an abortion. You're killing a baby. Or you can terminate a marriage. You can terminate your license, you know. So termination usually has a sort of negative connotation. But, you know, the root word is term. Like you can use stuff for a term of time. Like, you know, like in college, you have terms. So the root meaning of term and termination really means like a boundary or a limit or an end. If something comes to an end, like if you terminate somebody, well, that's the end. So determination as a noun, what it means is you're looking at the end into the future. So you're looking into the future to see the end desire. And because it's important to you, you stay on track and do whatever it takes to get that outcome. So determination isn't so much an attitude. Well, it sort of is. That's how we use it. But it really has to do with what, you know, like Stephen Covey said, begin with the end in mind. And so if you're the end in mind that you have, you know, the goal, the objective is something that has, it's combined with a strong desire, strong feelings. That's the gas for your car. It's the emotions. So to have determination where you don't quit, you do whatever it takes, that takes strong feelings. It takes desire. And what's behind desire? Well, that's an emotion. Well, behind every emotion is some kind of thought or thinking or belief. So the belief that fuels or supports desire is your belief, you know, that's important to you. If your desire is say to make $1 million, or to become, or write a best-selling book. That's your desire. Well, why do you have that desire? It's because you have a certain reason. That's the word I actually want, reason, not belief. You have to have strong reasons to have a desire. Without reasons, there's no desire. So it really starts with, you have to have reasons, which is actually based on your values. Values determine reasons. Reasons determine desire. And then desire isn't enough. You need determination where you have the end in mind and the combination of the desire and the goal or the outcome or the vision. That's where the magic happens. That's where the power is. So does that make sense? So determination is pretty darn important. So let's ask a couple questions. You got to take this stuff personally here. Otherwise, it's just a head trip here. what are you determined about? Do you have something in your life that you that people would say, well, you're really determined about that? You know, if your name's Bob, they say, well, yeah, Bob's really determined. So is there something, at least one thing in your life where people would say, and you say, well, I'm really determined about that? And if so, well, why? You want to take this deeper. Sometimes determination is not permanent. So when you explore, well, why am I determined, you can solidify it and make it deeper and stronger. So as you said, well, why? Why did I choose to be determined about this versus something else? And then you got to measure it. How strong is my determination? You do the same thing with desire. So a convenient scale to use is 0 to 10, 0 being like nothing, 10 being like the highest level. So 0 to 10, how strong is my desire? Well, it better be at least 8 or 9, ideally 10. Same thing with determination. If your determination is at like a 9 or 10, well, it may not be enough. You better work on it. Now, whatever number you give yourself, you know, say you give yourself a 10, then you ask yourself another question. Well, why is my number that high? See, that forces you to think more deeply of what's behind determination. Because anybody can say, oh, I decided or I determined, but is it lasting? And it depends on how strong the reasons are and how strong the feelings are. So when you ask yourself these kind of questions, it sort of opens the door to think more deeply and make it more solid. And by the way, of course, this fits into, you know, I just thought of a new phrase, the master formula. There you go. The gold standard, the ultimate principle in the universe that's the most important principle of all, in my opinion, and that is four-dimensional love, the four dimensions of love, which is my favorite topic to talk about because it's so people don't really understand what love is, and they think of love simply as a feeling, and it's very superficial. And like I said before, people can say, well, you know, I love sports, I love ice cream, I love pizza, and that's not really love at all, that's liking. So love, I've concluded from my research and studies and reflection, is love consists of four essential dynamics. It's like you have to have four wheels on a car for the car to run well. You have to have four wheels or four legs on a chair or table, you know, typically, for the table to be stable. You need all four legs the same length. Well, to optimize life, you have to have these four elements, and one of them is determination. I don't usually use that word, but it's the same thing. So the four elements, if you're not familiar or dimensions with this, is caring, the first dimension of love, connecting, super, super important. Third C is commitment, which is pretty much the same as determination. It's a little different, but, you know, that's pretty close. If you're committed, then you're going to have determination. If you have determination, you're going to be committed. But if you are a loving person in a mature way, then you're going to have commitment or determination. But if you have determination, that doesn't necessarily come out of love. You can be determined for reasons that are not godly or not good, but you have to have commitment to be an authentic, loving person. And then the fourth C, of course, is you probably heard this before. It's creating. Love creates value. So you really need all four. So if you're missing the third element of commitment or determination, it's not going to work so well. If determination is weak, your commitment is weak. So if you want to optimize life and maximize your happiness and your health and your influence and your income, you really need all four. And tonight we're focusing on the third one of determination. Because you know, without that, you're probably not going to get the outcome that you want. Now, there's another element to this that I think is worth looking at, and that is determination in a passive way. Well, actually, before I get into that, let me say this. Most people are way too passive. If you're too passive, that's like being the opposite of determined. You know, like, say, oh, well, whatever, you know, whatever happens, it's supposed to be, you know, everything's perfect. Or however it turns out, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's sort of a fatalistic, passive approach. You know, I guess the advantage of that philosophy is you don't maybe get upset or have much anxiety because everything's perfect in that philosophy. I don't really buy that. I think we err too much on the side of being too passive. We need to be more proactive, like Stephen Covey says. So that's where determination fits in. But there's a passive element that's sort of under the radar, that's sort of outside of our control, that can work for us or against us. Most of the time, for most people, works against us. And that is where instead of you being the conscious choice or choosing consciously what you are determined to happen, it is determined for you. And you're sort of like a victim. You're like just there for the ride instead of you're the driver. And what I'm referring to is our programming. In fact, one of my favorite passages says, if you want to be transformed, you got to renew your mind. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So, but most people, for pretty much all of us, our programming is pretty much set by age 7, between age 2 and 7. And from that point on, it's difficult to change your programming, but it can be done. And I'm going to talk a little bit about, well, how do you do that? And then so a lot of the bad programming is reinforced by the world, by media and certain people, and could be, you know, a teacher that said something that wasn't really helpful and it really set you back and created a false belief. It could be from some, you know, anything. So we are limited to what we can choose to do by our programming. It's like you can't get outside that box. Wherever the programming is, that's the way it is. So in a sense, what you do and what you choose and how you feel is already predetermined or pre-programmed from your programming. So if your programming doesn't include being determined, or committed, or caring, or connecting, is impossible for you to be that way because it's outside of your programming. But it's not hopeless because you can change the programming. Just like, you know, a computer software person can program and they can deprogram. Or, you know, like in the war, they brainwash people. That's reprogramming them, you know. So, and that's what happened to me. See, I grew up, how much time do I have here? I grew up in a very unhealthy family environment with a lot of verbal abuse. And so I had very low self-esteem. I didn't feel like I was anybody and I wasn't important. And my mother even sent me out of the country one year just to give me a break from the abuse I was getting from my stepfather. I was in the fourth grade, I went up to Canada. So I was very introverted, very shy. I couldn't talk in front of people. I used to stutter. I had no self-confidence. I had no friends. I didn't know how to have friends. I was, socially and emotionally retarded. That was my programming. I didn't choose that. That's just the way it was because of my environment. I wrote a paper once called "The Swamp Always Wins." It was a book by that title too, which means the context. Your environment always will win. But you can change your internal context and change the program, which is what happened to me. But it doesn't happen just sitting around thinking about stuff. You need somebody else, a coach or a mentor or a teacher to flip the switch, turn the light on, and help you see what you were blind to. And we call that blind spots. So fortunately, I encountered and ended up in connecting with and paying money to get help, you know, not from counselors or psychologists, but from, you know, personal development training, you know, Jim Rohn, you know, he's my favorite one. Mike Smith, that was transformational. But then I started with the Freedom Course. You know, it's $1,000, and it changed my life. And then I got talked into doing his Mastery of Coaching. That was $25,000. And like, wow, I almost didn't do that. I'm sure glad I did. That was the best investment I ever made, you know, 3-year coaching program. But the reason I tell you all that is because that was how I changed my programming. It's like if you fall into quicksand, most likely you can't get out by yourself. You need somebody else. And we're programmed to think, oh, we're Americans or whatever, and you know, we can handle this, you know. Sometimes, you know, there's a place for that. But we're designed to work in community and be connected, and no one has all the answers. We all have blind spots, and we live in Mike Smith used to say, we live in this silent conspiracy that I won't call you on your stuff if you don't call me on my stuff. And so we all have blind spots. So it takes someone who has courage and a brave who say, hey, Peter, you know, Ray, you know, you obviously don't see this, but you, such and such is going on, you know. And, you know, I say, oh, no, I'm not that way. I'm not a proud person. Oh, yeah, you really are. And, you know, so I had some major breakthroughs because people were willing to take the risk of me getting upset and not liking what they had to say. But, you know, so I had some breakthroughs. I was able to deprogram a lot of the false beliefs and reprogram, and which made it a huge difference for me. It's like, if you want to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and you usually can't do that by yourself, you need other people. I just enrolled in another program just a week ago, $10,000 program, because I want to go to the next level and reprogram my mind and renew my mind and have greater transformation for myself and for the world at a higher level. But you got to invest. You got to invest time, energy, and money. Otherwise, you're going to be pretty much stuck where you're at and maybe just keep on sliding downhill. So if you really want to up your level of determination, which is the third element of love, caring, connecting, committing, for determination and creating value, you've got to be working with other people who can help you and take you to the next level, because you can't figure this out yourself. We're all too blind by our programming. We need intervention. In fact, that's one of my favorite words when I pray. Ask God, God, would you please intervene? Not just in the whole world, but in my life too. You know, there's certain things I have blind spots still. I just don't know what they are. But we need, you know, God and other people to intervene and help us to see what we don't see. So that's my message for today about determination, why it's important. And you got to look sort of under the surface and see, well, what is your programming? Why are you not that determined about stuff? What's holding you back? Is it fear? I'm going to end with my favorite quote here from T. Harv Eker on the subject that I got from the warrior camp, one week camp I went to, how to be a warrior. And it goes like this: over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, I will do. And he had to say that out loud, you know, the top of our voice. And, you know, that can be helpful. Over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, I will do. But it's a little more complicated than that, because under the surface, you have to have the reasons and you have to do the reprogramming. But it's helpful to have like a little rhyme like that that reinforces what we want to do. Anyway, I think I'm over time here, so I better shut my mouth here and turn back over to Peter. But thank you for listening. Okay, Peter. Peter, are you there? Fall asleep?
Okay. Sorry. I'm here. Why don't you give us your phone number so we know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, I'd love to do that. In fact, I'm going to be moving into doing coaching, which I've never done officially before. I've done a lot of it sort of informally. But, if you feel like maybe I could help you in some way, I'll do it for free at the moment. But just call me. My phone number is 360-583-2227. You can call or text anytime, 360-583-2227. And let's have a conversation of possibilities. See how maybe I could help you, maybe help you see some blind spots, help you to up your game in your desire and determination and being more of a four-dimensional loving person of caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. But I can't help you if we don't connect. So ball's in your court, and so the next move is yours. So, but I'm here to help and do my part to make the world a better place, including your world. So in the meantime, God bless you all, love you all, and thank you for listening.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Mr. Riegelbauer. We'll be back next week, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side. If you go to buildingfortuneradio.com/Ray- like the minus sign, Gebauer, G-E-B-A-U-E-R, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows. And next week, we're going to do that next D. Here we go. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.